Google, Microsoft, Twitter, what do they all have in common? Their bosses were all at the White House yesterday. President Obama met with the heads of more than a dozen tech industry leaders. Part of the meeting was about the industry possibly helping the government with its IT problems, like the highly problematic rollout of the Obamacare website. They also talked about spying. Technology executives recently asked the government to change its spying practices. Details about secret surveillance programs were leaked by Edward Snowden, a former National Security Agency worker. He's in Russia now and asking Brazil about asylum there. In the U.S., the programs that Snowden revealed are facing a new challenge.
6 months after Edward Snowden revealed it to the world, a federal judge ruled the NSA program that sweeps up Americans' phone call records is likely unconstitutional. The judge wrote, quote, I cannot imagine a more indiscriminate and arbitrary invasion than this systematic and high-tech collection and retention of personal data on virtually every citizen. Snowden described it as a vindication of his hacking, saying, I acted on my belief that the NSA's mass surveillance program would not withstand a constitutional challenge. Today, a secret program authorized by a secret court was, when exposed to the light of day, found to violate Americans' rights. Snowden remains holed up in Russia, avoiding charges in the U.S. of espionage. But a senior NSA official floated an unlikely solution on CBS 60 Minutes to get Snowden back here, give him amnesty, an idea the White House quickly dismissed.
He should be returned to the United States as soon as possible, where he will be accorded full due process and protections in our system. So that's our position, and it has not changed.
Still, the court's decision is a body blow for the administration.
Well, it is just an absolutely scathing rejection of the NSA program that the government has defended so strongly. And it is worth noting that the judge was a George W. Bush appointee, someone who had worked for Republicans in Congress, hardly a screaming liberal.
Jim Sciutto, CNN, Washington.